Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Alrighty, folks, Spank Wagon Radio, we are now on the air with a very pissed off Murphy. And we're all wondering if he's going to be okay or if he's going to shoot us with a gun.
Dude, he's going to go outside.
He looks homicidal, like he's pissed.
No, he's going to go shoot someone at First Friday.
Who can you shoot at First Friday? Oh,
there's
I know.
There's a lot of cars down there, and it's Grand Prix.
Maybe that's why he's
Ooh,
back.
Ooh, that'd be rad. Hit a little car.
Hey, man. That was
a big accident.
I love you, man.
I love you more.
Of this whole room, Decaf loves you. You better show him.
I'm not showing him.
Or we're all dead. You know, because he's one of those wired people that will go postal. He will.
He's white. All white people can go postal.
Look, my hair's orange.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That didn't make him happy.
No, it didn't. I think he wants to see the carpet, not the drapes.
You know what? So do a lot of people here in Las Vegas, especially during Viva. I'm getting the emails
I like
already.
The hair.
Thanks.
The hair is very nice.
It was a fuck up.
You could have fooled me.
The hair could have been green and you would like the hair color, no matter what she colored.
Yeah.
It'll be rainbow bright color.
Very true.
There'll be a stripe here, a stripe there. Yeah, just for you guys.
Ooh, I love the stripes. No matter.
Boy,
you wouldn't like the fucking stripes.
Yeah, the burn marks are wonderful. Show us your boobs.
No.
All right, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. If you're listening to us live, welcome and join us in the chat room by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link and join because we want people to join us there. If you're not doing it through the chat or not doing it live, don't forget we're on podcasts, podcasts.lvrocks.com. Tonight in the studio, let's see, first off, beside me I have in the co-host chairs, Ginger.
Hello.
Right across from me, Captain Late, Decaf. Oh, excuse me, Big Daddy Decaf.
Why are you Big Daddy again?
Ego.
Okay.
Ego. That's all it is.
Because it was for a specific reason. That didn't carry out. So I was just curious.
I think it was a bit, but we never went forward
exactly.
with a bit.
Exactly. Right.
But we have Decaf here. So
well,
hello.
Big Daddy for other reasons too, baby.
Don't fucking wink at me.
Really, we know you like the guys. All right. And sitting across the table here is a new friend of the show.
Josh.
Hi.
Now, normally this would be Murphy saying this, so you have to look at him and hear the voice. Get on it like it's a big black cock. Okay. Because you got to be heard on the mic. You got to talk into the mic.
Hi.
Thank you! So Josh is going to be joining us for the next couple hours in our stupidity. He does.
Oh, he's in here for the full 2 hours?
I think he is.
Oh, you're fucked.
He looked dedicated when he came in. He had shit laid out. He was better
dedicated.
Prepared than I have ever been.
Good.
That was fucking
That's
awesome.
That's my guest. You remember that.
I only did this today.
Huh?
I only put this together today.
Shh.
Don't tell me.
You're not supposed to let
it's
them
a
know.
Everybody knows we come prepared with 3 weeks of information.
Most of it's three and a half weeks old. 3 weeks old information. Hey, did you know Johnny Carson died? Shit, that was last year. Fuck. All right, a little bit of ground rules first off. Anybody listening at home, this is internet. Josh may not know this. This is internet radio. There is no censoring, no bleeping, nothing. Say anything you want.
What the fuck is that about?
Pretty much. So just to be fair, because some people don't realize that until it's too late. Will Murphy be joining us, or is Murphy not going to be joining us? Murphy does not know. Murphy.
See, the thing is that Decaf came all the way down here to hear Murphy. Came all the way
down here. Well, he's pissed. I think he's pissed at me, but...
He won't even watch me flip him off.
He's born pissed.
What is he looking at on the screen? Find out what he's looking at on the screen, and then we'll know. It's probably like scores
it's
of baseball games.
It's porn.
Scores of baseball games are porn. What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know. Was it at least
it's
text?
It's a big list of something.
Okay, someone just moved up on his shit list. Someone probably just moved way up on his shit
Who,
list.
Me?
No, I'm guaranteeing it's me. Okay, here's what happened last night. I'm already in a rush trying to get paperwork and stuff in. I jump in. He goes, hey, can you watch my kids tomorrow? And I said, you have to ask Michelle, my wife. Because I'm not going to commit to anything because I know she's like Easter weekend.
Why are you bringing that up? Do you feel bad about something?
Absolutely. I have Catholic guilt. I have Catholic guilt beyond belief. Uh-oh.
Actually, what you said is, no, it shouldn't be a problem. We can do it one way or another. We'll get it handled.
Now the truth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh,
right.
He's mad
you know I can't commit this shit without her permission because I'm married. You know that.
This
so,
isn't the right chat room.
No, you're in the Spank Wagon chat room, so go ahead and type slash.
This sucks. Slash what?
Oh my, just type
forward
the letters.
Slash as or backslash?
Slash. Join. That's with a J.
Fuck off.
Space. Pound. Very good. LVROCKS.
I did that.
About damn time. Hit enter. And now you're in the right chat room. So now everybody else knows how to get there, too, if you're, like, computer cool and elite.
Ow! You never gotten slapped by me before.
What the
it's
fuck
always
is that for?
Yeah.
I didn't
because
ask to see
you
your tits.
Deserved it. It's because you deserved it.
Well,
my birthday's tomorrow, and you're being a dick.
I'm a dick to everybody every
get
day of the week.
Get over it.
Ginger's turning 21, and she's still and she's still a virgin. She has never announced her sex life on the air.
Text.
Never. You know what? Stop.
All right. So what we have
Nobody's
going on?
Nobody's in this chat room either.
They'll get there, damn it. I hope. It's such a wonderful week, though. I mean, it's a wonderful day out. Probably most of where everywhere else in the country, except where three baseball games got snowed out.
Where?
Where at, Murph?
Chicago White Sox.
Oh.
The White Sox.
White Sox? Okay.
I hate when they have
I had my first photo shoot for 2008 yesterday.
Already for the new calendar.
Fantabulous.
About time you did something ahead of schedule. Oh, damn. Not going to let up.
I kick you in the fucking balls from where I'm sitting.
You already told me you could kick my head off.
I could do that too.
That'd be awesome.
But that's
She's like,
I'm
I could
standing.
Kick that high.
I got a front row seat too.
Yeah, no one's going to believe a black man covered in blood. It was the girl.
Ooh. And I saw Grindhouse Wednesday night.
How
I got
was
to
it?
Go to the
oh,
premiere.
You saw it early?
Fucking fabulous.
I want to see it.
So
don't
so,
give it away.
I'm not giving away shit. It was good. I'm buying it the day it comes out.
All right.
It's amazing.
What kind of a movie? Is it a fun movie, dumb movie?
Okay, there's two movies because it's a Grindhouse. Mm-hmm. You can't tell. It doesn't feel like a full 3 hours.
Okay.
The second movie is a little bit slower, but it's worth it. It's fucking they're amazing.
Best part about the movie, without giving too much away?
I was giggling in the entire first movie because of all the blood and the gore. It's rad. And then in the second movie, I was giggling at the end. It's really good. They're
okay.
good. They're
right.
fucking good. They're sick and fabulous.
Cool.
Yes, they are.
So we know that's going on in Ginger's world. Decaf, how have you been, man?
I've been fine, man.
Where have you been?
Laughlin.
You don't love us anymore. You learning how
wait,
to
wait,
ride
wait.
Harleys?
You stood us up for Laughlin?
Hey, man, I had to go. I had a week off. It was no work, no school.
Were
and
you
I was
pimping
at fuck,
out
and
your
I was,
wife?
And I was at home.
In Laughlin?
I wasn't pimping
out. Pimping him out for what? Viagra pills?
Nah, you can't pimp. You can't pimp out Mexicans in Laughlin. That likes to garner. But anyway. But no, we went down there and stayed at the Colorado Bell. It was nice. You know what's funny, though? The funniest thing is we went to the movies there, right?
Right.
They have a bar in a fucking theater. You can you can buy beer and
nice.
Whatever at the bar. You know, so you see old white people one in the afternoon, you're just getting fucking plastered. So we go and see 23.
Watching Bambi.
We go watch 23. There's like three other people in the theater,
okay.
right? You know, it's like, okay, well, it must not just be that busy or whatever. Went to Wild Hogs. The fucking place was packed. No fucking way. The whole
Wait. You went to go see Wild Hogs.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because it was free.
Okay.
That was the second movie.
Did you
We just walked in.
Yeah.
I always do that shit. So I snuck in and watched it, and the place was packed. But no one laughed at any of Martin Lawrence jokes. They only laughed at John Travolta.
Only the white people, the black jokes.
Thank you. I was just gonna say, gay or Scientology? Well, no, he's not gay anymore because of Scientology.
What are you talking about? He turned gay because of Scientology.
See, I heard the other way around.
No.
Oh.
No.
Promise you.
They did like a little.
You know, when I went to the screening of Grindhouse at the Palms. They tried to take my cell phone away because I guess people are recording movies off of their fucking cell phone, and I refused. And I put it in my purse, and we walked up to security to hand them our cell phones. The lady knew I had one, and I was like, I didn't. I lied. So the whole movie, I was sketching if they were going to come kick me out because I refused to give them my cell
phone.
They were
holding cell phones? Fuck
yeah, man, they were holding everyone's cell phone and giving them tickets. I was like, I have bitches coming into town to work. There's no fucking way I'm giving you my cell phone because I can work off text messaging in the movie. That's just sad.
Okay, but that pissed me off if someone's around me with a fucking bright screen text messaging.
No, I was hiding it. Like, yeah. No, I was hiding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, do that again? In
no.
Your boobs?
I was hiding it under my
boobs. So you can't even watch a movie without working?
Shut up.
That's really rough.
So, you know what?
Do you text when you're taking a shit?
No.
Yes, you do. You fucking lie like a mug. You get
no,
that in your face. Anyway. She'd be like, ugh.
No,
Wait.
No, I don't.
Where is the most stupidest, retarded place that you've ever been texting while doing or supposed to be doing something else?
Taking a shit in the bathroom.
At least I'm not like Paris Hilton doing it while I'm fucking somebody.
Good point.
Wait, hold on.
Type. Yeah, what kind of a sex life is that? That's you're terrible. So good.
I have almost stopped because I heard my phone ring. That was bad. Because it was during the day. I thought it was work.
All right, decaf, where up for you? Taking a shit too?
Wait, was it just taking a shit or taking a shit because of the energy drink?
What? You know what? That was I was texting a shit while texting. Yeah.
Nice. So.
Although one time I did text my mom while she was at a funeral.
Oh.
Oh, that's evil.
So how's Barbara? I'm at her funeral. Shit. God, that's funny.
What about you, Murphy? Don't care? Okay.
He's pissed.
What about you?
I would have to say, let's see. Well, if everybody's done the taking a shit, I can hone up to that one, too. yes, there's a show tonight, DK.
Get your ass out of Laughlin now.
No, this was yesterday.
Today.
Morning.
Are you serious?
What?
You didn't know there was a show today?
No, because I got told that
everybody was going to be going
to
MC Chris tonight.
The fuck is... Why?
Nerdcore rap.
Dude.
That's what I heard, so that's why I just double checked. So.
Okay.
No, actually, I was text messaging at the hospital just after my son was born. So...
To who? About your son
yeah,
being born?
Yeah, it was about.
Okay,
so
it was about
it was
quality.
It was a reason. Yeah, it's legitimate, but still.
If
like,
it was any other reason, I'd have kicked you in the balls.
Okay, kid, this is the internet. This is a cell phone as I'm rocking back and forth doing this, you know. That's about it. Yeah.
Good times.
It was good. So everybody's back. We have everybody in studio. I will ask this, though, Murph. Are you going to be joining us?
We'll see.
Okay. So we'll leave him alone until he wants to join us. Why don't we jump right into Josh? Well, actually, let's ask this. Ginger, why did you ask Josh here?
Because Josh has some issues he'd like to bring up that need to be vocalized.
This sounds like therapy.
No.
Okay.
No. He has some political issues that we were discussing that need to start being spoken about.
All right. Well, why don't we just give a little teaser? What kind of topics are we talking about here?
Political topics.
I'm leaving that up to you.
Well, what I'm talking about here today is the national ID card.
Ooh, and that one's a really, 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 really bad one, too.
Funny thing is the more I did research on it, the more I discovered that people just didn't know what it was.
It's kind of like the Patriot Patriot Act, and there's only one person who read that before they agreed to it.
Who was that?
The Wisconsin Democratic Senator. I want to say Feingold? Feinstein? Find something?
Fine Silver.
Something like that. So he was the only one who read it, and before he actually voted no once he read it.
Did he text that on in the toilet?
Dear George.
I keep hitting my mouth on this fucking microphone. I hope this isn't the one that went up someone's ass.
Actually, we have all new microphone covers and new mic stands for all this. We have these anti-shock mic stands. You notice?
I didn't notice.
Like, is that because my rings kept hitting it?
A little bit of that, but a little bit of like, there's other shows. Other shows, they'll do this shit. Well, you can hear them type on their keyboard. So this hopefully takes out some of that noise. Yeah. Doesn't sound like pure shit, you know, because they just slam on the keyboard.
Ooh, are we still on fucking for next style. Friday?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I just jumped subject.
Go for it. That's fine. We do it all the time. Go. It's okay. Go with it.
We were talking to Josh.
Are you going to be here for a while?
Yeah.
Are we still on at MJ's?
Absolutely.
Friday?
As a matter of fact, I have in my possession the entire portable kit.
Nice.
Plus, I went out and spent a bunch of money to actually get everything that I didn't think I needed, but I better have damn well anyway. So
fill me in on MJ's.
Because you haven't been here. What should we? Why the fuck should we? There's only going to be broadcasting from MJ's. Us. From a bar.
From a bar.
That has food.
Food.
And people.
And people.
And then it may not
have people when we're broadcasting.
There will, too, be people when we broadcast. And then there's going to be a show, a Friday the 13th show with burlesque and band or two.
That will rock.
So why did I know this beforehand?
Why didn't you?
We've because talked about it, dude.
You're fucking here. Ooh, did I just say that?
Oh, man.
Ooh, look at
I'm on a roll today.
Ooh, mic stands. They're cool.
Nice try. Actually, yes, next week we're going to do our first ever live remote because we found someone that's willing to donate the bandwidth.
Yay!
So we will be setting up.
Where is MJ's at anyway?
You remember the Boston? The old Boston?
Yeah.
Notice I said that without saying the old Boston. Thank you. The old Boston up there. I just did it. I had to qualify it, didn't
Jones,
I?
Jones, in between the DI Jones. And Springfield.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be up there and we'll be broadcasting live. Nice. We'll hopefully have a bunch of interviews with a bunch of the lucky Bettys. So we'll have all four microphones there, so that'll be the nice thing. Oh, you realize, get interviews. Notice she's writing this down. She's like, you didn't know about it. She forgot that the whole point of it was.
No. I am, no.
Okay.
Remember what this week is and what tomorrow is and what I did yesterday and what I'm still in the middle of doing.
Happy birthday.
Fuck off.
To you.
A little late.
Is Chandra going to be there next week?
Chandra lives here now.
To you.
She's going
to
be there tomorrow.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Oh, no.
So far, I have 6 to 8 girls competing.
Yeah, bring her out. Stop hiding her from me, man.
Very cool. So that'll be MJ's next week. We'll be doing a live show there.
Yes.
Actually, Jimmy and I have got to work it out, the station boss here, because we're going to be broadcasting directly to him. He's going to be sending it back to the server. So this ought to be a very nice little technical fuck-up.
Nice.
Because I've never done anything once without just screwing up royally. The second time usually works out really well. So
that's a nice positive way to look at something.
I'm a nice positive way to look at it. Not your show. Your show's going to go fine.
Especially because it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, fuck.
Are you superstitious?
Slightly. I am slightly superstitious. Absolutely. I
always have good things happen on Friday the 13th.
Like? That time I was arrested because I matched a profile.
No.
I met my wife that way.
This one time in band camp. Figured out maybe. Flutes are a lot of fun with a lot of corn syrup.
Okay. I'm interested in hearing about the Nash, the ID.
You don't want to talk more about girls?
No.
Well, what we'll do is we'll go to a
we
quick
can jump
break.
Around all night long. Yeah, that's usually what we do.
This is why people listen to our podcast 3 times. They're like, okay, I'm going to follow this conversation. And they pause it, and then they fast forward it, and then they rewind it, and they fast forward it again. And then they get the whole story. It
it's
really
all
works.
Garage
out.
Band versions of these.
I can just see it now. We send people out to remix the show just so it makes fucking sense. So it's like 10 minutes of show, 40 minutes of crap that you just cut so they get one story, one joke, one point across. All right. So what we'll do is we will take a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Anybody?
Spankwagger.
Radio.
It's been a little while since I've been here.
What? Were you? Was he pointing at you or at me?
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. Check this out.
Around, that's right, on top. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, that's right.
you say is please me, or spend some time in rock or rhyme. I check it's not that easy.
can't explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me. I'm naked and famous. And I met a poet, said she didn't like the smell of it, and then took her clothes off in a restaurant full of hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, as Ginger can't get her microphone.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
You don't like... Well, you can put
the
up
microphones
the...
microphones are no, weird, you, the, huh? You can
put, it does, but it doesn't tilt.
It does. You have to grab it below the spring, right here.
I don't like that.
So...
Below you, what? This just is too tall.
Everybody's fucking with their mics.
Whatever.
We're like, we're all professionals. Slap, slap, slap.
Okay, I can hear things now.
All right. So we're back. We have Josh. We have Murph here back with us in studio. No, up here, dude. See your thumb, like just here. That little curve is part of the actual head unit.
It's under the shaft.
Oh, okay.
It's oh, yeah.
I'm not good at working the shaft. Balls.
It's right above.
Think of this. This is the microphone's taint. All right, right there. So, who was it that had to explain to Josh what the hell that whole first segment was about?
That was me.
Okay. Questions?
None.
All right. Cool.
Why would we have questions?
Usually, the first time we just kind of fuck around and.
The first couple of minutes are usually just, hi, how you doing? How was your week? And then someone ends up throwing a hissy in one way or another. It's just this week it was my turn.
Wow.
Have I ever thrown a hissy that bad?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
You have.
Really?
The week you had the folding chair with all the makeup and you're like, it's too dark in here!
Oh, yeah.
And like,
no.
You could have gone out in the green room. Oh, fuck, I'm already set up in here!
I don't sound like that.
You were in full-on cunt mode. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, no, I was. I was a cunt mode that entire day and night. And I'm proud of it. Stop looking at my boobs, decal.
If you want to do that, sit over here. It's better view, and you can look like you're talking to her.
I'm looking at your tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off.
All right, so here's how this works out. We
That's
do
what
have
try to.
I'm
trying to avoid doing. Oh, hey.
Okay. Hey, how's it going, man? Oh, yeah. Good. We do have the chat room open. We want you to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. We'll get the camera going right now. And we want everybody to chat because, hey, we're going to go down one of our wonderful favorite places. We're going down to Politicville. Yay. I like it. Uh-oh, Murph. Yes, Murph.
Murph, he got an afro.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
It's a little poofy, but there's
it's
not much
not
I can do about
afro.
It.
What? Oh, the white afro.
The white fro.
The white fro.
I wanted to get the Jufro going, but it's, my hair doesn't.
Dude, my
I
hair
just, I just get the wavy. I don't get the cool spiral thing.
Time out. Are you easily offended?
Nope.
Thank fucking God.
My hair guy has a pompadour right now with a giant blonde streak and a mullet. Like a fucking John Travolta, Vinnie Barbarino mullet and a pomp.
Mullet?
It's fucking
what
hot.
What the fuck is a mullet?
I love my hair
That'd
guy.
That'd be a French mullet.
A mullet.
A mullet.
It's the gay way of saying mullet.
It's a French mullet.
Nice.
Hey, we got some people in the chat room showing
Yay!
Up. Good deal.
It's because I said mullet.
Mullet. They're like, we go to Target to get the mousse for my moulet. All right, we have the phone lines there open up. 1-866-587-6257.
When's the last time Tech Pepsi called?
I don't know.
He hasn't
he
talked
has
to me
disappeared
at my
in a while.
Either.
He's dead.
It's been like 4 weeks.
He probably got caught by the what's that show called with the pedophilers?
dude, that ain't right.
Is that
right.
A show, the pedophilers.
We have we have a guy who called into the show and came out on the air, and it was actually really funny. And he called for a couple of weeks,
and then he disappeared.
I think it's because he finally got the hint that the NBC Dateline.
Yeah, the Dateline.
I think he finally got the hint that he never stood a chance with Trench.
Dateline pedophile. All right. So the phone is
To Catch
open.
A Predator. That was called To Catch
That's
a Predator.
It.
But which, it was a part of Dateline.
Which is something funny about one of the shows I was watching, right? The guy, one of the guys that got caught watched the fucking show, right? So when he came out, he knew. He's like, oh, fuck. You know, then he's like, you know, they're going through the whole
I've
thing.
I've seen this place before.
Yeah. Then he's like, well, you know what comes next? He's like, yeah. He walked outside and laid on the sidewalk with his head.
Jesus. All right. Give us a call. The phone number, toll free, 1 866 587-6257. So we want to hear from you. Join in our conversation. Josh, why don't we hand this a little over to you? You wanted to talk about and kind of educate everybody and all of our listeners about the most one of the many horde laws that our nation has passed in response to these phantom terrorist threats that occur.
He's a terrorist. That's scary shit.
America, you need to run. You need to run and hide under your bed. Because terrorists are going to get you. Yeah. Dick, I need my little dick. Where's my dickie? Dickie, save me, dickie. Uh-oh, are we going to get our... hold on, I think we got a call coming in on one of our
lines.
Where
is Murphy going?
I don't know. Murphy usually runs
when
this line lights up.
Dude, he's throwing so many tantrums tonight. I just don't know what to do.
I don't know. Anywho.
Oh, no.
Josh. I know what he's looking for. I think your mic is there.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to come on here today to talk about the National ID cards, otherwise known as the Real ID Act. And,
what about it?
Thanks.
I talked about this. This is your turn.
Well, what did you talk about?
I tried to bring it up, and they overtook the conversation, so it was kind of a pointless one because they they went on.
Right now, they're running around the room.
I know. Ignore them. No, I brought it up before, and we went into it a little bit, and Trencher had talked to me about what his thoughts were on it. I didn't really get to discuss a whole hell of a lot, so it's pretty open.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing what he had to say before because I didn't hear that.
What did you say about the National ID card before?
You mean the fact that it's basically asking people for their papers, please? It's going to tie us down to our country like nothing ever has before. Sure, our passports are required, but, you know, passports, I mean, in my opinion, everybody should have a passport. You know, if anything, because everybody should travel to another country. See how the other side lives, so to speak. This National ID, I need it.
They don't bathe.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't need a fucking ID to board an airplane. I bought the tickets. My money's good enough. My credit's good enough or whatever. However I paid for it, it's all good enough. Bullshit that I have to show my ID. Some things. I got a lot of other opinions on it. But you are kind of the subject matter expert.
Well, what I did is I got started on the subject matter from a friend of mine, Nick Angelo, runs a website called youarenotfree.com.
And that's the letters you are?
You are the letters you are not. free.com.
Okay.
And got started on a lot of the, let's call it the seamy underbelly of politics and the reality of things going on in our country and around the world, and kind of turned away from it for the longest time till I watched a lot of different videos that are available on there and on the internet from different authors and read a lot of information and decided I couldn't turn away from it anymore. So I just started doing research on the National ID card because I'd heard about that before. And ends up that in a closed-door session of Congress in 2005, it was signed into action.
Mm-hmm.
As it was tagged onto a war funding bill for the Iraq War and Katrina funding.
Yep. It's the same way. I mean, they put it in there so that way no one could go, no, we can't vote for that. Because then they'd be... And then when, you know, the 08 comes up here, you know, and the elections start up hot and heavy... Well, they could be said, well, you didn't vote for this because you didn't want to help the Katrina victims and you didn't want to help the army and the military, so you're a bad person.
Well, the original bill was actually brought in from the outside, and the whole reason for the closed-door session was mostly about the real ID.
Mm-hmm. Who introduced the bill?
By James Sensenbrenner.
Okay.
Just so I can
What state is he from? Or does it say? He'd usually say.
Hold on 1 second.
You forgot the highlighter?
I don't have a highlighter.
He's against highlighters.
You know, here we all are mad dash because we realized we had a bit we had wanted to do and can't do the bit. And
I believe it's Wisconsin, actually.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Wisconsin.
Like Republican Wisconsin, I believe. So he introduces the bill. He introduces this part of the bill, this little chunk that he's going to slip in. And
right. He introduces that to tack it onto the back of the original bill, which was the funding bill, which was brought up by Representative Jerry Lewis from California.
Hey! Sorry. Wrong Jerry Lewis.
Lady!
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not an authority on anything whatsoever. I'm just a tax-paying citizen like anybody else.
In other words, but here's the difference. You can't call yourself like anybody else because you actually read the bill.
Yes.
You've read the entire damn thing. Do you know how many tax-paying citizens that are out there that go, life is good, I've got my SUV, paying $3.10 a fucking gallon for gas? Well, that's another story.
But you've actually gone out and done the research and done what any responsible voter should do.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the research is there to do. The information is there. It's not. It's hidden in
plain sight.
It's
it's public information that's there for people who actually want to read it, because they do have to find that part of it. Even though it's all, well, you know, just go and look for that particular section of the bill and all the little paragraphs, and you can find it. You wanted to share some stuff before the show about certain paragraphs or certain sections in there that you thought was interesting. I want to hear why you think what they are or what that section is and why you thought that was interesting.
The first thing I thought that was interesting on this was that it is not going to replace the driver's license. It's going to be another card you have to carry around that has all the information about you.
Let me ask this. Let me interrupt then. Why are they asking the DMVs to foot the bill for this then?
They're going to have the DMVs foot the bill for this because the infrastructure to bring the cards in and bring people into there, and we're all familiar with the DMV and comfortable with it, it makes a good place to start initializing these cards out.
Okay.
But
so they want to fuck you nicely.
Yeah. Oh, right, because the DMV fucks you nicely.
Well, hey, they have a snack bar because you know when you're going to DMV, you're going to be there all
no,
day.
No, I mean, like, overall, they say they want to make you to a place that you know so they can...
Can you imagine what they would do, though, if it wasn't, if they weren't putting in the DMV, this giant concrete building with, like, 45 million steps leading up to it, the Office of National Identification? I mean, I can understand putting in the DMV.
That's what
I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying. So they fuck,
yeah,
they fuck you nicely.
You hate the DMV enough.
Yeah, really. Yeah. A giant concrete eagle over the top. Really looks like the Gestapo kind of thing going on here.
Combination of that and Equilibrium would be fantastic.
There you go.
So they put it inside of the DMV to use the existing infrastructure. And
well, the funny thing is that the card does not replace the driver's license, right?
Okay.
But your passport also can act as a national ID card.
Interesting.
So it leads me on to that I wanted to see if I could get Nevada to repeal it, to get some sort of movement, petitions, whatever, what have you,
okay,
to repeal it, because 8 other states actually have voted against it. The problem with this is that although the states can vote against it, doesn't mean it's still not happening.
Right.
Because it just says one of the parts in the bill state that if the state does not implement it, then the state's IDs are not valid outside that state.
Oh,
which essentially
that's fucked up.
Imprisons people in the state if you don't get that ID.
In other words, I could be traveling anywhere else in the United States, and I'm technically traveling illegally.
That's correct.
So whatever happened to states' rights? This doesn't make sense. The state can vote something down, but hey, on the federal level, you're still fucked.
Hey, states' rights went down with the Civil War. I mean, the South was fighting for states' rights. I mean, amongst other things, of course, but
technically they weren't states when they fought.
What were they when they fought?
Well, they seceded.
Well, they seceded, but they were up to that point, it was about states' rights to choose what they want for slavery and a bunch of other things. You know, and then they... Oh, don't worry. He gets these jokes all the time. Don't you, Toby? So
you can make the jokes. Don't worry.
Maybe he can. I mean, he is a menacing big black man.
So what kind of fucking jokes are we talking about?
Shut up.
I got no fucking jokes about this.
You know, it basically, think about it this way. All those Californians that come into our state and drop into our economy, because, you know, Las Vegas, thank you, gamblers, you pay my taxes. That's going to dry up. That's going to be gone. Because if California says, eh, fuck you, we don't want to follow this. You got to think about that. That's a big economic chunk out of two states. Not just one, but two states.
So they're saying every time you drive to another state, you have to have an ID to be in that state? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah,
or
that you have to have the national ID.
They're saying if you don't get the national ID card, your driver's license does not count as identification except within your state.
In other words, if you had a passport, you could take your passport, but then you'd have to file for, an international driver's license.
Right, that's what it is. Now, when somebody comes in from another country, then they're issued a temporary card. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the fun part about the card is it has all your genetic data on it.
Oh, Jesus.
It has your fingerprints on it, and it has everything else your driver's license has. And it has an RFID chip that can be tracked from distance. But the funny thing is I can go buy an RFID chip rewriter on eBay, plug it into my laptop, and point it at a coffee shop and rewrite everybody's names to Jose Cuervo.
Hey, there you go. And that's, you know what? And they've done a lot of tests. I mean, if you follow this at all, every year DEF CON comes out here to Las Vegas, a hacker convention, and they test Wi-Fi as far as they can reach. It's not too far behind where they're going to start doing these kind of contests with RFID.
Oh, well, you can already buy the RFID play kit on ThinkSecret. On ThinkSecret. You can buy the do-it-yourself kit. It's a lot of fun.
You can hit it up on eBay and pick them up.
Exactly. I mean, and they have things like the RFID blocking wallet, but those aren't really as effective as you'd like to think they are. You know?
But if it's blocking your wallet, does that mean it fucks up your credit cards?
No. No, it's not magnetic. It's just a metal shield.
Is that only like eelskin wallets?
Oh, come on. Everybody watching Mythbusters know that's fake. Anyhow, another interesting thing is the fact that if you attempt to damage the RFID chip inside of any like national ID, driver's license, or passport, you're actually there's actually a law against that. And you could be fined or sent to jail for it. Destroying your own driver's license, you can be sent to jail for. So your own, you know, it's stupid what they're trying to do to control us and keep us sedentary.
Well, but you've never owned a driver's license.
It's
not your property.
The driver's license is your property. The privilege to drive is not. You don't get a right to drive. You get a privilege to drive. The driver's license gives you that privilege. You know, so technically it is your license, but all it does is give you the privilege, not the right.
And I was privileged to get a ticket.
Yeah, me too.
Driving too fast at 11 o'clock at night.
Nice.
So when you went in to find the information about helping Nevada basically strike that down, well, what did you come up with?
Well, first I talked to other people who I know who have been involved in politics before, people who've done lobbying or are involved in local government. And, you know, all of them suggested do a petition. Well, so I did some research on the other states and to see how effective that really was. And a petition didn't really play into the other legislatures striking it down. It just seemed like the right thing to do to those other states. One of the really nasty stories came from an Alaskan website called unrealid.com or .net. Not sure on that one. But they actually got 20,000 signatures and had 20,000 people hitting their representatives. Nothing. They didn't do anything.
Nope.
So what's interesting here is then I contacted Harry Reid, who is our representative in Congress.
In Nevada.
And asked him about what he thought about this. And he wrote me back saying this. Now, do you want me to read this verbatim?
Sure.
Or,
yeah, or read whatever you want. Yeah.
He wrote me back saying that on January 26, 2005, Representative James Sensenbrenner, Representative of Wisconsin, introduced H.R. 418, which is the name of the bill. If you want to look that up, you can look it up at the Library of Congress.
H.R. 418.
Yes. The Real ID Act of 2005. This legislation, among other things, prohibits states from issuing licenses to undocumented immigrants, aliens, and so on, alters standards and evidentiary burdens to make it more difficult to obtain asylum, expands restrictions on jurisdiction for writs of habeas corpus and judicial review.
Wait, time out right there. Habeas corpus, we don't have that anyway. We don't fucking have habeas corpus anyway. We're protecting it with this how?
Well, make sure aliens can't get something that doesn't exist anyway, so.
Nice. Their own bills eat themselves, you know?
Representative Sensenbrenner successfully added the Real ID Act as an amendment to H.R. 1268, which was the bill that put the funding in for the Iraq War
and
for Katrina. Mm-hmm. But you got to wonder why the funding for Katrina was appropriated under a military spending bill as well.
So they could pass it because no one, you know, I mean, I can understand no one's really going to say no to spending money for Katrina victims, but I think they just want to keep piling stuff
on. It's just like the Omnibus Appropriations Act that they throw in every year. They just take a bunch of shit that they couldn't put on anything else, pile it all under one, and expect everyone to pass it. Happens all the time. They throw shit into bills, and it's ridiculous.
Pork barrel.
The interesting thing here is that he states that the Supplemental Appropriations Bill was only brought into the House. It was not included in the Senate version of this legislation. In fact, the Senate never even considered it in any capacity.
So wait a minute. So it passed without actually going through the Senate?
Yes.
How is that possible?
It's not.
Yeah, it can't.
But so, it's been signed into law regardless.
But that's illegal. I mean,
and it was signed in a closed door session as well. So on May 3rd, 2005, the conference committee published a compromise measure which reconciled the differences between the House and Senate versions. And Harry Reid goes on to say that he opposed the inclusion of the Real ID in the conference report because he did not believe this legislation belonged in an emergency spending measure. The Real ID Act makes sweeping controversial changes to our laws with respect to the environment, refugees, judicial review, the state's power to make decisions about their own laws, and other issues. It was never subjected to any hearings, debate, amendments, or votes by the Senate and was only briefly considered by the House.
So in other words, what Harry Reid is saying is, hey, we didn't even really look at this, so we don't know much about it, but it's a law.
Well, he objected to it because it was put on demilitary spending.
Right. But, you know, and so technically, he really didn't reject it for what it was. He just rejected it for how it came about.
Playing the safe road.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I think he's too close to the reins of power right now to make any serious decision on it.
Of course, because you don't want to make a decision and alienate the other half of your fan base.
Well,
so
also, I mean, if Reid were to come out and say no, you know they're just going to jump all over him saying, oh, see, this is the Democrats being soft on national defense. They want terrorists in our countries. Why do you hate America?
Well, it's the same bullshit Bush just pulled last week saying that, you know, by The Democratic Congress doing what they're doing right now.
It's been 57 days since you've approved, since I submitted this, and you haven't approved it yet. Why can't you do this? Why haven't you approved this funding yet? Negating the fact that it took the Senate last time, when it was Republican-controlled, 163 days to approve funding for the Iraqi troops. Yeah, so, way to go there, Bush.
So, Real ID Act, I mean, what other nightmares are we looking at with this?
There's a whole lot of nightmares.
I don't know if Nevada's going to be looking at anything, really, because they put the onus of getting this onto the transportation officials. Mm-hmm. So the DMV has to back this, and they want to back it because they're going to get money for it.
And do you have the number there of how many millions of dollars it's going to cost to get it running?
Yes, I do.
All right.
The number to get it cost to running is $30 million in the first part to get it started.
Is that per state or nationally? I think that's per
just for
state.
Nevada.
Yeah, it's per state.
Actually, I'll read from this paper, which comes from a website called Nevada Appeal, from March 21st, 2007. Yeah, the Department of Motor Vehicles Director, Ginny Lewis, told both committees for Nevada, for the Assembly Transportation Committee and the Senate, that it will cost $30 million for this budget cycle and another $34 million for the next cycle for the DMV to implement this.
$64 million to implement another ID because of all the technological enhancements?
Oh, you'll like this even better. It requires all drivers to physically appear at a DMV office and show proof of who they are, including a birth certificate and social security card that states physically inspect and copy.
Yes. In other words, what's going to happen here is you think our lines are shit now at DMV? They're going to be opening up DMV kiosks in the mall to cover this shit storm.
No, it has to be personally inspected and copied. They're not going to be able to do kiosks. Someone has to see it physically.
Exactly. But
We did that just to get a fucking driver's license when you first get a driver's license.
Well, now you get to do it all over
again. But here's the difference. You turned 16 a couple years after I turned 16. This goes into law in late 2008. You're going in there at the same time I'm going in there at the same time Chris is going in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I won't be going
actually,
in there.
Actually, they've moved it from 2009 to 2013 now.
2013. Nice.
But
see, they can't even implement this bullshit.
But if you have to take your fucking driver's license test and have all that information, why would you have to take it in again?
Because they need something that we did not give them.
We did give them your birth certificate.
I did not give them my birth certificate.
Oh, I did.
See, the first time I've seen my birth certificate was when I got my passport.
Well, and that's funny, too, because Representative Bob Beers is using that as a loophole because the passport's available.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, forget this. We're not going to have the DMV do this. We're going to send everybody to go get new passports.
Oh, so we're going to clog up the fucking post office.
Well, and that's... And I'll quote him
And
directly.
As a matter of fact, right now, if I remember correctly, the post office is so inundated with passport requests because of the shit laws they just passed about you need a passport when you're coming in and out of Canada as well as Mexico, that it went from being a 3-week wait to a 6 or 7 week wait just for a passport.
I'll get mine next week.
But also now you have to be careful because some of the passports... They're now going RFID. Like I wanted to find out really badly. My son, we got him a passport last year when he was one because we were planning on going overseas again this year. And sure enough, you know, we got lucky. We came under that deadline date or that due date, but his doesn't have the RFID, but every passport from now on is going to have a chip in it. That another RFID with
from
all of your information.
Because a few of my friends have gotten theirs and those don't.
Well, they're supposed to have them now.
Actually, I'm waiting to get mine right now, so we'll find out.
Please, let us know. Call in. Come visit us again. We were curious because we want to see what the difference is.
Well, you'll like what Beers said after he explained this. He goes, there's a poetic justice in that now the onus of compliance with impossible government standards falls back on those setting the standards.
Nice. In other words, he's going to shove it to the post office, which is a government branch or a...
But federal government versus
federal.
Right. But he didn't even suggest anything. What's going on here is that the money to appropriate this is going through the DMV, which goes into our highway construction money,
right?
Which is supplemented also by Homeland Defense, which is we only get $1 million. So $29 million of the first budget cycle comes out of our taxpaying pockets.
Of our money, and that's going to come out of any capital funds or improvement funds or anything for our state.
So the Assembly Transportation Committee voted unanimously 41-0 to put this up to Nevada Senate saying we're not doing the Real ID.
So Nevada, us Las Vegans here, we all could be in a shitstorm if we try to go to Utah.
Well, we're already in a shitstorm if we try to go to Utah, but...
Why would you want
to go to Utah? They want to wreck a system that's not even bad.
Well, here's the thing.
The system is not fucked
up.
Like,
the system won't even take it.
The system. Okay, here's the thing.
Mostly because
first
nobody
off,
even knows about this.
Yeah, and that's the sad part is
they're
they passed
try
it,
to enforce
the way,
it.
The way they passed it, they right yeah. under. You know, people don't understand what's going to happen until they have to do it. I mean, the news isn't going to cover this like it should. Yeah. The news is going to say, everybody get down there tomorrow. Do this tomorrow. You know, what really kills me is this is supposed to protect us from what? Terrorists. And this is supposed to keep us safe from who? This isn't really going to protect us from terrorists. Because
no.
Who says they want to have a driver's license? Who says they want to have a Nevada driver's license? They don't.
Right. Yeah.
They want to come in, say, oh, we're tourists. Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Boom. I mean, let's take that
I know.
Stupid
but
point of view that everybody's going to kill
this
us
in other countries.
They already do this in a lot of other countries.
Right.
Well, that crosses into a whole.
We need your papers.
The only thing that's going to happen is that ID theft is going to go through the fucking
it
roof.
It is. It's
going to
go.
That's the only thing that's really going to happen of this situation.
Exactly.
That's really it. I mean, terrorists. Where? Who are you stopping?
If I'm going to go blow up a schoolhouse full of children and I have a national ID card, well, forget that. I'm just going to toss it out the window. Who's going to track me?
Exactly. How are they going to know you're there? You know, they're not, you know.
I mean, cops are going to sit in their car or some central location and monitor all the chips. Honestly, if they don't see, you're not going to show up on the radar without the chips.
I can see it now. State Patrol, dude, that chip was going 90 miles an hour. I hope the car was near it, you know? That's what they're going to fucking do.
It's ludicrous.
Everywhere you go, you're going to be monitored and measured. Everywhere you go. You walk in. Think about this. If your biometrics and your information can be cataloged, every single store you walk into is going to have a reader. Every store is going to have a reader. So you walk in through that door, they now know you went in McDonald's. Oh, guess what? They're going to tie that database into something like, say, a health database or, everybody wants national health care. Well, because everybody wants national health care, there's got to be a database for all that information, right? Sure. So now your doctor's going to know you went to McDonald's. Your doctor's going to say, hey, you know, you went to McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. You're at risk for a heart attack because of that.
Dude.
It gets better.
Then he turns around and gives that information
to the insurance company.
And the insurance company says, you know, you're too much of a health factor. We're canceling your insurance.
Well, you've seen the old online joke video that was made about the guy ordering pizza?
Yes, and that's exactly where I pull a lot of that from.
I don't know the name of that video. But
no, I don't know the name of the video, but it's from the... Jesus. They sue everybody for everything for everybody's rights.
The government?
No. ACLU. It was ACLU that put that video together. Thank you.
Hey, they defended Rush Limbaugh.
Like I said,
they did.
Yeah,
they did.
They have no choice.
That was nice of them.
ACLU has to defend pedophiles if the pedophiles feel their rights have been infringed by being a pedophile.
So Rush Limbaugh's a pedophile.
And a drug user.
When did he get charged with pedophilia?
I don't know. You made that connection. Like I said, we kind of jump around.
Here at Spank Wagon Radio would like to just remind everyone that the opinions expressed by the people in studio do not necessarily represent LV Rocks or anybody else.
Or facts altogether sometimes.
Yeah. It's all just comedy.
And if you're not over 18, turn it the fuck off.
All right. So, you know, I mean, like we just said, this like that video, you will be tracked to the nth degree.
Now, granted,
Now we just need to borrow a couple video cameras from good old King George, or not King George,
from the UK with their talking closed caption cameras.
Those are phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Seen
the video on that thing?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
They have the stills up of a guy putting a can on the bench, and the camera points at him and goes, "Please put that can in the garbage."
That's fucking.
Oh,
cool.
You know? My god!
And it tells him where the garbage is at, and it tells him how to put it in the garbage.
Here's the thing, you know, they did a study within like a block and a half of George Orwell's house.
They make fun of us.
They do. Hell, they do. Hey, we got a call.
Because we're fat and stupid.
Within a block and a half of George Orwell's house, they have 32 closed caption cameras. Think about that.
This is where you say hello to the caller.
It won't pick up.
Uh oh. Sorry, caller. You're gonna have to call back.
I think it.
And this needs reboot.
Reboot.
Did it not work?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I just thought I would remind you of the movie Minority Report.
Yes.
It's Virtual One. Hello.
Hello. Do you remember the scene where he's trying to escape and he's running through like the shopping mall or whatever?
And
every
keeps
sign
scanning
he passes
his
by,
ID.
Scans his eyes and starts displaying ads related to him?
Uh-huh. Yep.
That reminds me a lot of what might become of this... of the chips that everyone's going to be carrying around.
Yeah. Well, you're an Uber geek. How are you going to block your chip?
I've seen lots of people making different recommendations. There's somebody that said that you put it in a microwave for about 5 seconds and it pops the chip. There's other people that are making and selling and making a lot of money selling wallets that are like RFID shielded.
Right. Okay. Hold on there, Vert. Use Josh.
My personal suggestion really here is the tinfoil hat.
Well, tinfoil hat for your wallet anyway. There's a number of companies that are making like little card holders. Like, you know, you get these things with your ATM card, little pocket it slips into, things like that that are shielded against RFID so that the only time the chip can be scanned is if you remove the card from its sleeve.
All right, so...
not a bad idea, I suppose.
Probably not. All right, so we got a comparison and a minor report. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
You know, I can deal with them scanning my eyes, just not those creepy little spider bots that run around, force you down, and force your eyelids open and zap you if you don't comply.
I don't want anything scanning my eyeball, thanks.
Well, I mean, we're not that far off.
You probably go to the mall, go walk into any store, next thing you know, you're going to get like 3 text messages of sales and shit.
But that's already happening.
Oh, yeah.
They've got these blasters that, you know, that'll just sit and blast out shit, you know?
Well, they have it on MySpace. Look at MySpace alone.
Yeah.
It's all about advertising in one way or another. I mean, that's... and with the national ID or the real ID or whatever you want to call it, marketing, they're going to marketers are going to love this shit. They're going to just eat this shit because now they know you. And if they know you, they know your target market.
See, here's something that becomes very interesting. Let's say the money system gets tied into this.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't spend money without this card.
Oh, man.
Which has been discussed on different boards and has been tossed around. So you tie this in with the Federal Reserve, right? Mm-hmm. So in essence, to make a transaction, you'd have to have the card. And then the money is transferred from you, and they track the serial numbers, right? So ownership of the money gets transferred from you to, let's say, 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
But that information of the transfer is owned by the 7-Eleven, right? Mm-hmm. Well, see, Oracle Systems is maintaining these databases, or they want to do the overall structure of it. And I don't have the material with me here, but it's easily available that Oracle Systems had gone on at length to explain that they cannot wait to see the aftermarket capitalism that happens with, you know, the transference of that data between you transferring that money being held by, like, say, an independent 7-Eleven owner, and then he resells it back to a private company for data on what products are being bought and what have you.
They know you.
National ID cards.
They know you love a cup of coffee and a donut in the morning, and all of a sudden you're getting all kinds of mailers from Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and Krispy Kreme, and that's because the only place you've ever bought a donut will be 7-Eleven, and it all feeds back into the system. Actually, you know, and I'm going to tell...
that could be really scary with porn.
I'm going to tell a Vert story here. It could be. Oh, hell yeah, it could be. But I'm going to tell a Vert story here. He reminds us to me every time we talk to about email and stuff that goes on with email servers of ours, of his. He set up a specific email just to use it when he applied for, like, something on Ford, like their registry or their vehicle warranty registration system. All it was a specific email, because it's his email server, just for that one purpose. 3 months later, he started getting junk mail and spam on it for everything else other than Ford. So they sold his email. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to track it. You know, that Ford just sold your email.
That's why I had to ditch my first email address. I've been getting like 1,500 spam emails a day.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, and because the same people who are under, you know, who have the wool over their eyes with this kind of law going into effect are the same people who go, huh, Cialis. I wonder what that does. Click.
Yeah, but you don't own your email address.
He does.
Somebody still has to provide him with the connection to the internet, though.
Well, that's true. But I think you're taking that ownership a little too thin, in my opinion here. If, you know, you don't own whatever you... you know, I feel like you're going to argue that I don't own a shirt on my back.
You don't.
What?
technically, your wife does.
No, your actually, wife does.
I think you can keep that.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I better. But yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you do have to pay for the broadband connection. You do have to pay for and lease, because you only lease domain names. You know, you don't buy or own a domain name. You lease them. And you lease the IP addresses that you use for your computer and your broadband connection. But still, the whole point is that your information is being given away by someone other than you. You know, well, I'm not giving
my
information.
I'm going to play devil's advocate with
you. Go for it.
So we already know that we don't even own half the stuff that we think we own anymore. So what's the difference, really, if it's suddenly brought up in front of your face and they just go, well, look, you don't own it, and here's the proof why you don't. So instead of it being a black box underneath your seat, let's just take that out and show it to your face. What's the difference?
I think it's...
this is the thing that actually sticks me, too.
Okay, so run it by me one more time. I'm going to bring this in. Okay.
All right. everything that's information about us is already owned by a corporation in one way or another.
Okay.
Okay, because we didn't assert ourselves as a people enough on our privacy rights.
Right. Even though we did,
we
whittled it away since the 50s.
We blindly bought into everything, saying, oh, that sounds so useful. I'll get a credit card and it does this. Or this sounds great. I'll sign up for some coffee shop's, you know, mailing list, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that in our blind happiness, we've given away our privacy. And although the law is still there, it's just being given lip service. But what I ask you, and this is the thing that sticks me, is what really is the difference if it's being done anyway now behind our backs and now it's just going to be shown to our face? Would you rather it just go away and go back under the seat in a black box?
No. As a matter of fact, I see where you're coming from. What's the difference of going, ha-ha, we have your stuff versus they'll never know, but we have their stuff? And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I have a 2-year-old boy. He deserves a whole hell of a lot better than to have his information owned by someone else. Yeah, I know it kills me to say, you know, hide it a little bit. No, we can't hide it. We have to get it out in the open, because once we get out in the open, and I'm sort of skirting around because I don't have an answer for your question.
I don't either.
The only thing I can say is bring it out in the open, because if the more we're aware about it, the more we know about how we don't own ourselves. We don't own our information. We don't, you know, we don't own what we think we own. Anything in our wallet, credit cards, driver's license, things like that. I think phone numbers, cell phones. I think the more stuff that we see that, hey, you know, it isn't ours, we're going to finally maybe wake up go, fuck, we just did this. And there will be a fight. You know, I won't say revolution. I won't say revolution.
Viva la revolution.
Right. Won't say that yet.
The thing is that... I don't think it's going to happen, because people love to live a denial anyway. And, you know, and people don't want to know how bad they're being screwed. They just want, like you said earlier, their SUV, big screen TV. You sit on the couch, you watch TV all day, you veg out the MTV reality shows, and people are fucking happy with it. They call up their friends, talk about the shows, don't care what, you know, national ID is fucking you, you being tracked. They don't care. Half the people don't want to know, you know. And the thing is, when you start bringing stuff out to people, then it creates panic. You know, and, you know, revolution maybe, but I think a lot of people are just so used.
Viva la revolution.
They're so used to the system. Like, for example, my teacher, he said, if you had a chance to restructure the school system, which way would you do it?
Private schools.
And it's so hard to get out of the thinking of certain grades, college in certain ways, because you're so used to it. So thinking out of the box was really hard. Like,
but yet it's not, you know, because, like, in your example, I would say, let's go back to the one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. You just solved the whole problem right there. I don't believe that anybody that came out of a one-room schoolhouse is any stupider or smarter than the next person. Whereas our system right now, you've got some dumb motherfuckers coming out of high school. But you've got some really brilliant motherfuckers coming out there as well. I mean, it's leveling the playing field. Yes, it's socialistic a bit, you know, but it's that mentality. Now, you know, with your question, do I want it hidden or want it open? I want it open, because you know what? I don't care if, you know, mom SUV driving Starbucks guzzling bitch cares. I do. And hopefully her son or daughter will wake up and go, fuck, this is something really bad. You know, just because that generation of baby boomers sold us down the river, you know. Nice. Just because that generation of baby boomers sold us down, you know, they sold us down the river, they screwed us. You know, they're dying off. Now we're dealing with the most apathetic group of humans in the world. I mean, you really think about it. When baby boomers...
Emo kids.
Baby boomers cared. Fucking, you know, they cared enough about themselves. They became yuppies, and they did all this stuff. They were hippies.
And
but
we had Band-Aid, and we had Farm Aid, and we had...
Huh?
And they became neoconservatives.
And then they became neocons. This next generation has got to get out of this apathetic mode. They got to stop.
The thing is, it's hard to... I want to ask some questions. How many cell phones, since you own a cell phone, how many times have you switched your fucking cell phone?
Twice. Oh, wait, the cell phone itself or service?
I mean, how many different cell phones, physical phones have you had?
Probably about a half dozen, maybe 10.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
One. I've only had, my wife now has my cell. I had a newer one because I needed a better signal, antenna.
I probably had like 5 or 6.
Yeah, five or six.
And that's the thing. It's like, that's what's so hard to get out. In the new generation, they all got cell phones.
We're
spoiled. They're all attached to the system. And it's so hard to pull people away from it, you know. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, yeah, it's a good thought, you know, people, you know, finding out stuff and revolting, but it's hard because the system got everything so, you know, everything is...
You want to say the man, don't
it's
you?
It's not the system, though. That's the thing.
What is it?
I mean, you can say the old adage, money is the root of all evil. No, money is an object. The root of all evil is in mankind.
Okay. It's women. Women are the root of all evil.
You know what? Don't make me fucking come over there and kick you upside your fucking
honestly,
head.
Honestly, I'm probably going to take the side of women because they're pretty fun.
They're fun, especially when they have something in their mouth and they're not fucking yapping.
Oh, shit's getting thrown in the studio.
I hit you, too. I'm proud.
Got another caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's Tech.
Hey, Tech Pepsi.
Anyway, as I was listening in to your conversation, let me ask you this, Murphy. Do you think the whole world is going to be like Vanilla Sky?
All right, so we have, is this whole world going to be like Vanilla Sky?
Is the whole world going to be like Vanilla Sky?
Where people freeze themselves.
Yeah, where people freeze themselves and put all their assets.
Like, virtual one guy was saying something about Minority Report, but what if the whole world is...
It's not going to be a god...
What if the whole world is like Vanilla Sky? I mean, every day you wake up, something different's going to happen.
Well, you know, let me ask you something. A friend and I were talking about this the other day, and we were talking about how when this sort of situation comes out and these things start to happen, you wind up with a situation where two things don't really combine together to make one really good one. And those are the problems in which we're all wrapped up in. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
Congratulations, okay. You just answered a non-question.
Oh, man. Okay, so basically I think what he was referring to was the fact that Tom Cruise is the root of all evil.
No,
which,
I think
ultimately brings us back to Scientology somehow.
I think what he was trying to ask is one day we're going to wake up and the whole world's going to be completely different, but none of us are going to know because we're going to be wrapped up our own little dreams about what the world should still be.
You're absolutely right, because look at television. Look at television. Let me interrupt here. Just one moment. Television gives us a portrayal of life as it is. Look at what 24 does. 24 says it's okay to interrogate with violence on American soil.
I don't watch
24
it.
Says it's all right.
I don't watch it either.
That's the
because we're fighting terrorists.
but that's the world that we're being given in our eyes every day. That's the pop culture version of the world. Look at fucking sitcoms. Look at men. Okay, men have been getting bashed in sitcoms for so long. It's now perfectly acceptable to do more men bashing than women bashing in the real world.
But it goes both ways. You can't say there's just men bashing and there's no women bashing.
No, I'm not saying
don't men. Fucking make me bring up women bashing.
Let's
in
go.
The 2007s. Women do it to themselves nowadays, making themselves the video hookers, making themselves available for money just to show their ass and shake their ass. They're doing it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for men to hate on them, and it is more accepted.
Okay.
Yeah, men bashing has been accepted since, what's that fucking TV show?
Dawn of Time.
With Peg Bundy.
Married with children.
Yeah. Nine times, regardless, there's always going to be a battle of the sexes. So why is it even an issue? It's been like that since the dawn of fucking time.
Okay.
Period.
All right. But I'm just saying is what you're given in the television, what you're given in media, you know, is what everybody slowly starts to completely accept.
Same you know, as models. Same
absolutely.
As
but,
eating
but again,
tissue to coat their stomachs so they don't eat and they die. So
they
is,
do that?
Yeah.
That's
two
sick.
Girls just died. You can't, it's media itself is at fault for a lot of the problems.
Does that mean I can't use Kleenex?
Don't eat your Kleenex, kids. Boogers included.
I'm telling you, I never watch fucking reality shows. They get on my nerves. But I was watching MTV for some godforsaken reason. It was like the show.
Watching the
about,
ass shakes.
Like Spring Break. They had some Spring Break show and they were showing girls at a bar. Then they did the Hugh Hefner and the Playmates and shit like that. And I actually could not fucking turn away.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to come back again and find out if April's going to get that dress that she wants and shit like that.
Jesus. All right, we need to take a break because we're getting all too deep shit here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Ooh. And we will be back in just a moment.
Give me a big ugly G, boys.
Yeah, rednecks were in caves banging sticks together. They was drinking homemade wine made out of elephant testicles and shit. There was the original redneck back in the caveman Cro-Magnon big dick days. The day that everybody had a big dick. All women had motors in their pussies. Nobody had a job. It was a glorious time on the planet Earth. Are you ready to hear my sideways super psycho girth? I am ready to shout Bama Lama down in Alabama. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah!
Oh!
I'm on a redneck.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Thank you.
Spankwagon.
You were thumbing your nose at the music, or?
No, what makes you say that?
He needs to be punished for not being here.
Oh, can you punish me, please?
No, I'm not punishing you.
Then and don't volunteer or suggest it.
Something
you
about
know.
Sitting over here makes me want to beat Chris over here. Just punish me. Just beat me. Just take out my dick. Just
what?
Twist it around. Choke me with it.
Choke you with it?
Oh my God.
He's obviously seen me without my pants.
I need to start bringing in my fucking giant Irish shamrock.
Wait.
Whip.
I have to give Jesse something.
What is it?
Oh, is this finally it?
Is it porn?
I had to get a double layer disc.
Something better than an STD.
Is it porn?
Huh?
It's porn.
Yay!
Now it's not the greatest quality because it was transcoded from a WMV.
I don't care about quality.
But wait, no, it's better.
It's
punk porn.
Really?
The guys and the girls are all tattooed and pierced, and there's some weird like band type interviews.
Is it newer or older?
Newer.
Is this better than clown porn?
Yes.
It's
Burning Angel. Is the name of the company.
I want a Bukkake CD.
Ooh, and I brought my laptop to the hotel. Nice.
Give me a Bukkake. I want a Bukkake.
Do you have a Sharpie?
I want a Bukkake DVD.
No.
Sharpie?
I think I do.
Bukkake.
You don't have a CD case?
Can I get a copy?
All right, where are we at? First off, before we go any further, because I know we're probably going to deviate and go all across the board again with topics, Josh, will you please come back sometime and tell us how the fight is going? Because it sounds like you're going to be in the thick of it.
In the thick of it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Look at him. He's kind of like, I don't know.
Do
you
I
guys
want...
are kind of scary.
In the thick of it.
Do I want to do this again?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Awesome. Definitely, if you hear any major news, of course, let us know. Even if it is calling in or anything like that. You're always more than welcome to come back into the studio, though. Hey, we love everybody. Almost everybody who comes into the studio.
There are a few exceptions.
I think
do you
want
to talk about what you do for trade, too, just to sign
what?
You
oh,
off
yes.
as...
Okay.
Or no.
Well, when I'm not fighting against the government, apparently.
Fighting crime.
Do you wear a cape when you fight against the government?
Dude, that's so fucking cool.
I bedazzled it for him.
Actually, I have to say the one thing I've thought
it's
about
a bedazzler.
Doing would be showing up at DEF CON uh-huh. in a mask and cape and just programming the hell out of something and beating everybody up and just walking out.
That would be awesome.
I do.
And at DEF CON, no one would look twice. That's the best part about DEF CON.
I do web design and programming, actually,
okay.
for a day job.
Ooh.
And he's doing the Lucky Betty's website, kind of,
yes,
sort of.
I am.
You do porn
kinda
sites, or you do capitalism?
Government.
God, no.
I do government porn sites, yes.
America, well, I want y'all to look at my wang.
With punk girls.
With punk girls, there you go.
And clowns.
Clown sex.
And bukkake.
Jesus Christ.
Drink it with a glass of sake.
So anyway, how was your trip to Laughlin?
The trip to Laughlin was very interesting. What I like going places as all white people, I like saying hi to as many white people so I can see how many responses I get. You know, sometimes you get the, hey, brother, you know.
Oh.
Then sometimes you just get no look at all. They just say, hey, how you doing? They just keep on walking.
Then sometimes it's, here's the keys. Could you park this?
It's like, hey, you know, how you doing? Then there's, you know, someone's like, oh, hello.
Hello,
as they grabbed a fucking purse tight shit. Hello.
Jesus.
So it's just funny.
Right, we got a caller here. Let's see what's going on. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's one of the twins.
Hi,
oh,
Beatrice.
No.
Oh no.
This is Beatrice.
I knew it was you.
Bianca's next to me.
I can tell your voice difference.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the pillow fight tomorrow. I heard there were some terms that I need to know about.
Yes, let's talk
about
that.
Yeah, the twins, since we're twins, you know, we were born together. We die together. We rock together. We pillow fight together.
Nice.
Do you bathe together?
Us two against whoever. We don't separate.
She answered the question.
Again, now, do you two want to fight against two girls, or do you want to fight against one girl? That's very big.
I think we can fight anyone.
Nice.
Now look, as
money's on.
As the guy who honestly is really looking to benefit from all this, I think the 2-on-1, I think the twins versus your behemoth that you have in mind, I think is an outstanding fucking idea.
I'm afraid that the twins are going to die.
I think the twins are going to win.
I think it'll be fun. I think the twins would win, actually.
Do the twins
they got more speed.
Do the twins know who you have in mind?
No. But you guys...
Should we tell them?
No. I still have to ask. I still have to see if it's okay. No, just so you guys know, also, for the rules, you cannot get off your knees for the entire bout.
I can do that. I'm really good on my knees.
Can we isolate that audio, please?
Also, we also have the twins' birthday is after my birthday. So we're all celebrating a joint birthday together Saturday night at the dive bar. It's their 21st.
Oh, no.
It's going to be quite a night.
So for those of you that don't know, Miss Ginger here is having a big pillow fight. For those of you that are in town.
For Viva.
And tell them where that's at.
It's at the car show behind the Gold Coast in the north parking lot. It's not going to be in the garage this year. And it is free of charge. I'm tired of people asking me how much they have to pay.
So
we have a white and green canopy. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a Lucky Betty sign. And you cannot miss my goddamn orange hair. And yeah, we're going to have the hottest, tallest girls in town.
Nice.
On the same spot.
And the twins.
And they will be duking it out with, well, pillows.
Rock.
And how are you benefiting from this,
Murph? Hey, do you guys have a like special little outfit, too, in mind for tomorrow?
Them are
yeah,
the
twins. My awesome gear.
All right, sweet. And are you coming down tonight to play?
To the what?
Are you guys coming down to the Gold Coast at all tonight?
Oh, no. We have a party to attend.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Fine. Whatever. Thank you so much for calling in, ladies.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
I love you.
Love you.
All right.
Yeah, as Trench asked how I get to directly benefit from this, I get to be the referee, which is out friggin' standing.
Are you going to pat him down for
foreign
objects?
Do I need to bring you my boxing gloves? Oh, damn, they're at home.
Yeah, I'm going to pat them all down, make sure no one's bringing any legal objects into the ring.
So you're going to make sure they don't cut themselves with
razor blades. Exactly, make sure there's no blading going on. Also, you know, if they don't heed the rules, I will pick them up and lift them away.
So, I'd like you to see that if that one...
Some of them you will pick up and lift away.
I think
one
will
pick you
Genocide will pick me up and move me across the ring. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a blast with this tomorrow. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. I was going to go and get...
I'll save you from the bus.
No. I was going to go and get myself a pair of Jim Dangle booty shorts
tomorrow. Why didn't you?
I'll tell you why.
Shut the fuck up.
Because I have Australian Outback leg hair that I do not want to show off. Plus,
I
have chicken legs and I'm not going there.
Okay, just so you understand, last year at Viva, my friend Guido has his own booth. He was naked all day long sitting on an upside down can that looked like an outhouse with a newspaper all day. And next to him is his rat rod. And next to that is his kiddie pool filled with fermented spaghetti and water for his midget fight later in the night.
Jesus.
He sunburned his ass because he sat on the tin all day long. It's anything goes. And it's for my booth.
I can't wear the booty shorts.
Dude,
if you
came dressed as Borat in the banana hammock one piece, I would be excited.
You know what's funny?
Want me come in a half top and a skirt?
The other thought was a banana hammock and assless chaps.
Wait. Instead of a Lucky Betty, be like the Lucky Bruce.
Hello, boys.
You're lucky I didn't bring my goddamn boa, because I would have made you wear that.
Oh, I'd have worn that, and I'd have gone out there like Jesse the Body Ventura. It'd have been fantastic. No, so yeah, tomorrow I'll just be, you know, me tomorrow. But yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a blast.
What is Viva for everybody listening?
Viva is the Rockabilly Weekender. It's a big car show. There's like 80, 90 bands that started playing Wednesday or Thursday night. They're all being held at the Gold Coast and at the Orleans. Right, I'm getting text messages from my friends right now. I'm at the Rio. I'm at the Viva at the Gold Coast. Other people last night, we're at the Gold Coast. Where are you? Like, it's a huge, huge event.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun. There's vendors.
And it's free.
It is free if you're not going to see the bands. If you're going to see the bands, if there's tickets left, you have to pay.
That's fair enough. But the car show and...
Car show's free.
Watching some guy named Guido burn his nuts off is free.
Yes.
Okay.
And, of course, watching hot chicks pillow fight.
You know how that all started? That all started because we got into a pillow fight in Anaheim.
That's fantastic.
We all went back to the hotel room drunk.
So wish I was a fly on that wall.
Were you in bra and panties when this was happening?
I was actually the photographer. And then I went to bed and they all came in and attacked me.
Nice. Well, boys, there's your wet dream for the week.
I was walking into a room with it dark, just taking random pictures of whatever space was in front of me to see what I could catch.
And how much did you catch, and how can we find them online?
It's all on Lucky Betty's MySpace page.
My thighs.
MySpace.com/LuckyBetty's.
Sticky.
Ew. Aww. Ew.
So are mine, but it's not mine. That's the really scary part.
Oh, whoa. Help. Okay, so moving right along, we have Viva Tomorrow. Anything else?
Yeah. Well... Sorry, isn't it always fun when the mouthpieces for the right just start tearing at each other?
Usually, what happened?
Ooh, you haven't heard yet.
Nope.
Ooh, bring the music bed down and bring my system up.
All right.
This is fantastic. So, yesterday, Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera decided to get into a little bit of a tiff. And it was kind of interesting because an illegal alien basically got drunk and was drunk driving and killed some people.
Okay.
I think it was two people. Killed them in
Wait,
a drunk
is this,
driving
is
accident.
Is this the director? Because we have a
no,
celebrity,
no, no, no,
sort
no,
of.
No, that's something else. This happened in Florida.
Okay.
And killed two people. I think one of them was a teenage girl. It was his second DUI, and he hadn't been deported. Now, ultimately, the conversation is about a DUI. But what ends up happening here is, well, Bill O'Reilly loses his goddamn mind. So here, bring down the mics, because I don't want anyone to hear us yapping.
Okay, mics are going down.
I just want to get this straight. You, Geraldo Rivera, with teenage daughters,
right,
are telling me that you are okay with somebody sneaking into the country, becoming drunk, get convicted of a DUI, and staying here. You're all right
with that. My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do
okay
with a drunk. Let me finish my answer. My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do with a person driving drunk. That's my nightmare.
Okay.
It could be a Jewish drunk.
But this
it could
guy
be a
didn't
Polish
have to
drunk
be here.
It could be an Irish drunk.
No.
It could be an Italian drunk.
American
what the
crime,
hell difference does it make?
It makes plenty of difference.
It does not.
He
Bill,
doesn't
please
have a right to
he
be here.
He didn't commit a felony.
He doesn't have a right to be in this country.
What? But that has nothing to do with the
yes,
fact that he
does
was a drunk.
He should have been
he
deported.
Was a drunk. What if,
he should have been deported. And this mayor and a police chief didn't deport him.
Listen. Do you know how many people we have in jail? How many of them are illegal aliens? Illegal aliens commit crimes at a lower rate than citizens do.
This guy
do
shouldn't have been here.
Cool your jets. That has nothing to do with illegal aliens.
It
has to do with drunk driving.
It
don't,
doesn't.
Don't obscure
he
a tragedy to make a cheap political
if
point.
I'm the father.
It is a cheap political
no,
point.
No, it isn't.
And you know
this
it
is justice.
This has nothing to do
you
with that
want
poor mayor.
You
it has
want,
nothing to do
no,
with that mayor.
You want anarchy.
No. What
you
I
want open border anarchy.
What
That's
I, what
you
I want is fairness. We have lured
fairness
these people.
Bull.
We have lured these
this is the
we
law
have lured these people
oh,
to this
yeah
country with a promise
nobody
of jobs
this
in a country where there is basically full domestic employment.
Right.
We have for decades lured them here.
This
and now
family,
we're starting a mob scene.
This
you're gonna
family
have, you're gonna, you're,
lured
you
no
want
one
your viewers to go knocking on people's door, door
no,
to door.
Bull,
are you an
bull
illegal? I want to take you outside and do
I
something
I want the
here
law enforced.
History has seen what happens when you
I
single out people like that.
I want the law enforced, and
then
you don't.
Bill.
You
half
don't
of Congress, if they had the courage, the President of the United States, if you look at what he has to say, all want reasoned immigration reform.
Then
but to
do
take
that
this tragedy in Virginia Beach and make it about illegal aliens
it
is a sin. That's a sin.
Bull. This family lured no one. This family lost their daughter and so
347 drunk driving fatalities
law
in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We deal with
do
Americans
we care about them?
We deal with Americans that way, and I deal with it all the time, and you know I do, with child predators and everything else.
But I back you with that, because it's a reasoned approach.
This
it's
is single.
Damn!
Mr. Rivera, I only have one thing for you, and I'm not a fan, but...
I know.
That was awesome, dude.
I'm going to clap for him, too.
The slow clap. Because
that's exactly what
that
Bill
is,
O'Reilly
that is
trying
Bill
to
O'Reilly
do
trying to take a situation and twist it and turn it and does what he usually fucking does. And Rivera was not fucking backing down and called him on it left, right, and center. And
yeah,
that is fucking
and
great.
The thing is, though, Bill O'Reilly and everybody who listens to the show, they don't care because earlier in this week, Bill O'Reilly was getting an argument from one of his guests who was on a remote. What did he do?
Shut off her mic.
Shut off the mic.
You can't shut off Rivera when he's right there in front of
no,
you.
No, but...
And it infuriated the shit
oh,
out of
you
him
know it did.
I can't wait for that son of a bitch to have an aneurysm live on the air.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Look, I mean, again, he's preaching to the masses. The only people that heard him only heard Bill O'Reilly's side. No one heard Rivera's side. No one.
He,
you
know
did,
what?
But you're not a Bill O'Reilly fan.
And this video is making the rounds. And how is it being put? It's being put as Bill O'Reilly being a complete asshole as usual.
As usual. But guess, again, who is that message being catered to?
anybody who cares to listen at this point.
Us. Democrats. It's not being catered to Bill O'Reilly fans.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
Well, it happened on his show.
Yeah, it did. But you know what? I guarantee they're all going, yeah, Bill, you tell them. That's the way it should be,
yeah,
Bill.
The shrinking number of people that actually listening to that.
Shrinking or not, it's still more than listen to us.
Dude, I hate to tell you, but the Bob and Tob car show on AM gets more listeners than we do.
Yeah.
The sad part is the Sue Johansson crazy old lady sex talk hour gets more listeners than we do.
That's pretty hot.
Dude, no, it's not. It's so not. You know why? Because she says that women don't need to put the entire penis in their mouth and that blue balls is a myth. That cunt lies. She's lying. I walked with a limp because of that.
What? It
was that because of the girl that puked in your car?
Blue balls is real, ladies. Trust me, it hurts.
Blue balls to match blue hair.
Oh!
Hey, wait, I had blue hair.
What? All right, so.
And I had a blue hair, but that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. But the whole point is the fact that, you know, it's just catering to, you know, the people who listened to that did not hear Geraldo. They didn't.
You
at
don't
all.
Know that for sure. When did that run?
Actually, it was 2 nights ago.
Yeah, you don't know that for
was
sure.
Was that on TV?
Yeah, it was live. It was on
it was live, it was, so they can't cut that except for delay. Nope. They have to delay for like 5 minutes.
And the best exactly. The best part is that these videos are watched by shows like The Daily Show and stuff on Air America, and they gather all that stuff, and they take this, and they just throw it out there. So you know Keith Olbermann's going to have it on MSNBC.
Yes, Keith Olbermann!
And you know John Stewart's going to have it. And you know it's going to start making the rounds to all the talk shows, and it's going to start being on more of the more liberal media outlets. It's going to show up there, and then that's where it's going to get really
is
interesting.
Is this Sweeps Week or something? I mean, this is like the best ratings he's going
to
get.
No, Sweeps is May, but yeah.
You're right, though. Yeah, it may drive more people to listen to Bill O'Reilly again. I mean, maybe.
God, I hope not.
Well, they want to go and see the arena.
Exactly.
Try to turn.
How's it going to backfire this week? Get Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Roar, Bill O'Reilly.
A drunk driving accident into an immigration.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Oh, and Bill, just by the way, the mayor and the local police chief have nothing to do with immigration. That would be INS, a federal agency, you dumb cock-smoking son of a bitch who doesn't know the fucking difference between a Peabody and a Polk.
A Polk?
Yeah, for years he went around saying, oh, well, we won a Peabody Award when I was on Current Affair. We won two Peabody.
So did Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, he won a he won a Polk. Huh. And he went around for years saying it was a Peabody, and it's an entirely different award.
Do you guys have any battleships laying around your house?
What?
Battleships?
What? Like, like the board game?
No, like...
You sank my battleships.
Never mind.
No, I don't.
No, I want to know. I want to know why you want to know about battleships.
I'm not telling you.
What?
You getting shy on this show?
Sweetie, I'm going to tell you, that'll tear your vagina right up. I can get you something smooth, all right?
Damn it.
If you need some enjoyment, we can get Big Red out.
If you can't,
ew!
If you can't say it on this show, you can't say it anywhere.
It's for really? My fucking... I can't say it because it's part of my goddamn calendar.
Oh, more of that top secret shit again.
God damn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Willow. That's all you had to
what
say.
What is this? Everybody fight with Jesse the day before she fucking turns 30? What is that crap all
you had to
about?
Say, all you can say, look, nigga, it's top secret. I'll shut the fuck up.
Look, nigga, it's top secret, so shut the fuck up.
All right.
It's a white thing.
Since we're already bashing the right, let's do something else.
Okay, what else?
So the reality of tax cuts. Tax cuts, they're phenomenal. They're awesome. They're benefiting everybody except for the GDP, employment, equipment and software investment, residential investment. In fact, the only thing that's benefited from the tax cuts are corporate profits. Everybody else
is
down.
So shocking.
The GDP is down from 3.8% to 2.7%. Employment is down from 1.9% to 0.5%. And this is recovery, by the way. This isn't total cuts. Equipment and software investment.
Murph. Rewind and kind of explain what
Sorry.
We're going into.
This is a recovery. The chart below from the Economic Policy Institute compares current economic expansion with the averages from five other economic expansions since World War II. And the big deal was that...
In English now.
This rates our economic recovery versus all other economic recovery since World War II.
Thank you.
Since various depressions and whatnot. So our recovery... In our cycle and the average of previous cycles. So the average of previous cycles on the GDP, 3.8, ours, 2.7. Employment was 1.9, ours is 0.5%. Equipment and software investment, 7.6%, ours is at 2.3.
But, you know, you're talking about these industries as if they actually matter anymore to the United States because, let's bring it back to the Geraldo video there. He even said so. We make this country very appealing to everybody else because the illegal immigration population, They're coming in right now and taking jobs that we will not do.
But these are things, well, like the GDP, these are things on how we rate on how our economy is progressing.
But again, if we don't make cars here because we've shipped all that labor overseas, how is that helping our economy?
Because there is employment, there's equipment and software investment, and this is companies investing in this stuff. It's not just individuals. It's
right.
These are the factors that are put into an economic progression.
My Chrysler PT Cruiser is made in Mexico. How is that helping our economy?
Well, it's part of the GDP.
It's not.
It is. It's part of the GDP.
How? We have to ship that car up here. We have to. I mean,
it's a product that's sold here.
But it's not an American corporation. Well, it's an American corporation in the overhead, but it's not being built in America. How are we adding to our gross domestic product?
It's sold by an American company.
But we're importing.
It's still sold by an American company.
All right.
And then residential investment, which again would be home purchases.
Right.
In past, the average TVs. Was 6.0 was the average increase. Ours, it's 3.5. But corporate profits is the really interesting part, because in the past, the average was 7.3. Right now, it's in our recovery, it's 12.1%.
And that's because, again, that kind of goes back to my point. The money isn't gross. It is helping these businesses because they're sending everything out of our country.
Yep.
They're sending everything away.
But that's, and that's because of the tax cuts.
I sent my calendars to Texas.
Yeah, but you kept it in the States, though. That's great. That's excellent because, you know, all these things that we're buying, our TVs, computers, all of our entertainment, our cell phones, nothing is built in the United States anymore. We were the manufacturing juggernaut after World War II. We built everything here. Yeah, we did a kind of screw up the whole pollution, and we'll go and, another argument.
We'll deal with that later.
But the whole fact of the matter is, like my case, I've worked at John Deere. No fucking farm boy jokes right now. I worked at John Deere, okay? And when I was there, it was so sad because they had like these 12-story buildings. And it used to be just not even 20 years ago, 10 years when I worked there, every single floor was filled with a group of people building everything from the smallest spring that fits into the transmission right down to the leather work that went on the seats, all in-house. When I worked there, these buildings were empty. There'd be like one floor, if anything, of any manufacturing. And even that wasn't manufacturing. That was just milling down and doing cleanup work on all these parts that were built in Korea that they either milled down or they were just too poor of shape and they had to send it back at cost. And it was still cheaper to build it. We don't build anything anymore. We have all the corporations here. Hey, that's great. Corporations like what? Insurance companies? Well, hell yeah, insurance companies are making a ton of money.
Yeah,
think about it.
Hitting everybody.
They're jacking everybody's health insurance up to the moon so no one can really afford it. And if you can, you're paying an arm and a leg and what's ever left over.
See, but you're kind of missing the point, but then making it for me, because these are the factors that these tax cuts were supposed to help.
Yeah. I see what you're saying there.
They were supposed to help, but they were supposed to bolster our economy by giving these companies this money back. And in turn, and these are the factors.
And these companies aren't spending it on us.
No, it's being spent in other countries. Right. And these are the factors that we take into consideration to say,
this is
how we're bouncing back from a recession.
Right.
But you're kind of missing that, yes, this is the point. The only place that we're actually soaring is corporate profits because these tax cuts.
Right. And I think we're arguing the same point here as what we're doing. And just our own point of views. But, yeah, I mean, we're not helping out our own country. And here we want to imprison them even further.
But
there is one thing that a lot of other companies have been talking about, from Bill Gates and Qualcomm and a few others, that we bring these students in here to get educated, and we're educating the rest of the world. I mean, mm-hmm. we're bringing these people in. And
HB1, I think, is what it is, the student work visa or whatever it is.
The high-tech visas. You know what's funny? There's only a certain number of those that go out for each year. Mm-hmm. And in 2008, every single one of them, just for 2008, one day, all gone.
Right.
And that's enough programming and tech support positions to fill pretty much the entire country.
All right, well, sorry to cut you off.
The problem is that these people's visas are terminated afterwards, and they're booted out of the country. They're not allowed to get even jobs in our country.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because the jobs are going to be waiting for them at home.
No. The jobs are here, and they're getting booted out of the country, and they want to stay here. Our government is kicking them out by killing the visas.
But let me ask you, what job is here?
That's the thing. The jobs aren't here because these people are gone.
Right. So we're not even giving the jobs to the people who are already here.
But that's the thing, is that nobody's going up to get educated in these positions.
I see what you're saying.
Nobody here is because they're all overseas.
They're all overseas.
The jobs went overseas because our government didn't want to keep them here. Yeah. There is something going on in terms of dumbing down and turning this country into some sort of prison.
consumers. We just need to consume. You must. You have to. You have to continue purchasing.
I know. And that's what I was trying to. That's what I was saying earlier.
Cell phones, yeah.
And
that's what
I'm saying. We're encountering a secondary problem, which is that, you know, you've got a social class that's making up the government bodies here, which I think we can easily argue that both the Democrats and the Republicans are just two hands of the same monster.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you've got this social class feeding on itself. You've got the European blue bloods all over again.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right.
We're being turned into serfs.
Well, we're a service industry. That's it. The United States is a service industry. It's an old man in a blue vest at a door is what it is. And that's really, I mean.
Well, when Bush tried to get making hamburgers classified as a construction or a manufacturing job when they were talking about all the numbers.
The new fantastic thing about them recalling Tron?
No.
Yeah, look this up. They're recalling the movie Tron because it was filmed at a laboratory that's not even open anymore, and there's two scenes where they show a nuclear laboratory, and they're claiming 25 years later that this is now a security violation.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Disney complied.
What?
Well, Disney's terrified.
And Disney complied and then sent an issuance out to everybody saying, send back your copies of Tron.
Yeah. No. Oh, let me guess. The scene where he goes in and out of the computer. That's a nuclear... Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's.
What was that movie with John Lithgow, the kid who made the atomic bomb?
Oh yeah,
you remember
the Manhattan Project?
Manhattan Project. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's also a documentary now. I'm sure. I'm very sure.
I know what you mean.
Technically, it is a rudimentary way to make a nuclear weapon.
Perel shampoo. All right. So,
so in other words, with the tax cuts, it's not really making any sort of difference, and we're still in a war.
Yeah.
So we're feeding money out from that anyway. So that affects the GDP as well. Mm-hmm. Now. All of our taxes are still going into things like warfare and everything else. I mean, the average person is not seeing any return off of this.
Mm-mm. Not a thing. Not social services, nothing. We are seeing some things on some levels, like roads and construction and things like that, but very, very minuscule, you know.
But we can spend $30 million to bring out a new ID.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. You know, we
like nothing.
And that's just it. I mean, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. We're getting, you know, and you said it just a little bit ago, and we were saying it a little bit earlier, but we're just mindless. We're completely mindless and subservient to something. And there's going to be a time when we're going to have hell to pay. You know, it's going to be over. You know, and I don't mean like, you know, we're going to get bombed or blasted or terrorized or anything like that. But we're not going to have, you know, we're not going to have a fucking world anymore that we want to live in because it's all... I don't know, Vanilla Sky. I don't know.
You won't know the difference.
I never saw that.
Good point.
It's actually a good movie.
You're right. We won't know. Well, we may know the difference. Our generation.
It's just
because we saw it.
Well, because too, like with what we were talking about earlier with the Real ID Act, when me and Josh first started discussing all of these events that could be occurring in the next 10 years, Fifth Element comes to mind, and the movie with Sylvester Stallone. And I know
Demolition
it's such
Man.
A fantasy way to look at things.
That's awesome movie.
But that's really how we could end up.
It's
and I don't
scary.
Think of it.
But it's
like
for
that.
Our protection. Even scarier is it could become V for Vendetta.
Right.
And that's just freaky. Because I like Hugo Weaving and all, but no, that's...
Jesus.
Well, sad thing
is
like
always
nobody's
for
gonna
our
really
protection.
I mean, nobody's going to really ever do anything, right? I mean, we're all just going to sit in front of the TV and then somebody's going to come up and say something. And I mean, come on, I'm pretty sure when Paul Revere was flipping out about the British, feel like, dude, Paul. Why are you tripping?
Do you really think that? Because if you really think about it, when the United States was, well, born, so to speak, it was because of religious persecution of these Puritans and these really strict hard asses, right?
Isn't it funny that we weren't stuck up enough for the white people or for the English people? They had to send them here.
Yeah, I mean, our ancestors, our founding fathers, were you know, corn cob up the asshole type people where everything was just rigid and, you know, inflexible, and here we go. You know, here we're at it again.
If
so,
thou don't quote the Bible, then thou art Satan.
Thank you.
We're leaving this country.
You know, we're back to religious.
How wrong is that? That our ancestors were people that just were too tight-assed for the British. I mean, that is really wrong when you sit down and think about it.
Yeah, then they whooped the British ass.
Yeah, they did.
You know what? There's a debate about that. Some people say the British just said, fuck it, it's not worth it anymore.
Oh, come on. You really think they did that?
It's a debate.
It's money. It's money. You know, they're not going to say that.
I kind of think they kind of said, fuck it, it's not worth it.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing they did with India. They just were like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go home and watch Benny Hill.
So
kind of like this. Kind of like this war right now is going to end.
No, it's never going to end. And you know what? Let's all talk about this war for a second. I heard this really great piece on NPR talking about the Forgotten War. Do you guys know what the Forgotten War is?
That'd be the one in Afghanistan?
Nope.
Darfur?
Nope.
The Korean War?
Nope.
Somalia, where the Republicans cut and run.
Nope.
Balkans.
You ready? The war on drugs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. You know, all this war on drugs, and they, that's what they called it for years and years and years. All of a sudden, where'd it go?
Well, let's think about Afghanistan here for a second, right? I mean, we go after Afghanistan, we take the opium fields. Mm-hmm. What's the major ingredient in all painkillers?
Puppies!
Right. So they take the Afghani opium fields, and who controls it? Well, us. Mm-hmm. And what, the Taliban's back in control and selling it back to us again?
Yep. And as a matter of fact, they're actually talking about making it, they're in Afghanistan talking about making opium legal.
So I guess I have to ask this question. Let's say the pharmaceutical companies did fund something.
Okay.
I'm not saying they did. I don't have proof that they did. But let's just throw that out there. I mean, look, the Dutch East Indies Company took over India.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I mean.
And see, the only thing is the See, that's why they were never. When people said, let's just legalize marijuana, let's just legalize drugs. No, because the market is too fucking big for pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Because they're going to legalize cocaine. Who the fuck's going to go buy some pills at the store and wait in line? Just get straight to the fucking source.
Well, there's going to be black market. There's a black market for everything. I mean, let's look
Does
at
Does it
TVs.
Always have to be something racial with you, Mark?
Yes. Now, shut the fuck up, Jew. So anyhow, I mean,
You're
look.
Not Jewish?
See, the nose confuses me. Anywho, so the whole point is, though, is I mean, there's going to be a black market for anything. I mean, let's look at the fact that China, what was it? Yeah, China, they have DVD sniffing dogs that can tell a pirated DVD from a legitimate one.
That is fantastic.
And now there's a hit out for those dogs. There's always going to be a black market for something. Everything. Anywho. We only got like a few seconds left, or you know.
Before we go, I got two things I want to talk about real quick.
Real quick, because we're so out of time.
Billy Corgan says the Smashing Pumpkins are getting back together. We're all getting back together. James E. Hot, dude, he's fucked up. I haven't talked to him in years. Billy Corgan's going on right now about how the Pumpkins are getting back together and they're touring. And literally, James E. Hot is saying I haven't spoken to Billy Corgan in a long time, and I'm not going back out on the road with him.
Is Billy Corgan fat now? He look like King Kong Bundy and shit.
You know, Billy Corgan's a very scary looking guy.
Billy Corgan's going to start eating turnbuckles.
I still like Smashing Pumpkins.
It's like the end of apocalypse now.
Okay, you know, now.
What just happened?
Hey, guys.
Oh, boy. No, wait. One more. No, come on. This is really funny.
Out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, a big thank you to our in-studio guest, Josh. Thanks for hanging out with us.
You're very welcome.
We also got to say thank you to every single one of our syndicates. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us the studio space to fart in the chair.
What? What happened to that other syndicate?
We're going to need some scotch.
Can I get through the list? Big thank you to Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and our newest syndicate, Showdown.net. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
Big Daddy DK.
Ginger.
And again, thank you.
You're welcome, Josh.
Josh. Alright. And remember, if we're not live, we're in the archive.
Find us in the archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com.
Sorry, it's been a week. Leave me alone.
Okay. Hey.
Don't forget, we need friends. myspace.com/bankwagon.
Alrighty, folks. Until next week.
Retards out.